What a wonderful thing it is to know that we are in November, and I hope you remembered to turn your clocks back last evening. You know, the way I remember it is spring forward, you turn them ahead in the springtime, and you turn them back in the fall. Fall back. So hope and pray you did remember to turn your clocks back. When we had charge conference, they have come up with something similar to what we used to do when we had clusters. We are now the Tallahassee Mission Field. And Trinity United Methodist Church downtown is our lead church. And on Tuesday, November the 4th, from 12 to 1:30, we're going to have a lunch meeting and talk about some of the things and what it means to be involved in the Tallahassee Mission Field. And we're going to be studying a book called Making Room. What it's all about is to work together as a group of Tallahassee United Methodists to help people find United Methodism and find a church and, you know, just really get back involved. So it's a wonderful thing. Looking forward to that. Now, on November the 9th, Gray Memorial United Methodist Church is celebrating 60 years of ministry. And Judy and I served there from 2001 to 2006, I believe. And we've been invited to come back to be a part of their homecoming service, and we're grateful for that. It's been a long time. We have a lot of friends at Gray Memorial, and Gray Memorial is one of the churches that's in the Tallahassee Mission Field, so it's pretty cool. But Rich Wilson, a retired elder here in the district, also our district coordinator on disaster relief, would be filling the pulpit for me, and Janie Zodi is going to be leading the music, and I think maybe Craig would come and play for his wife, and I don't know that for sure, but I think that's a good possibility. We're grateful that Craig is willing to come and play once in a while, as Travis had taken a sabbatical from the piano here at Bethel United Methodist Church, and so we are in need of a piano player too. So if you know of anybody that likes playing church music and being part of a loving, wonderful fellowship, it's a paid position. It's a part-time position, but let me know at 850-591-9785 or send Phil an email. And so we're grateful that all the things that are going on in our area of responsibility known as the Bethel United Methodist Church. With that said, I'm not too sure of any birthdays. I had one on the 28th. I'm 81. It don't seem possible, but I'm 81. And somebody said to me, how long are you going to keep preaching, preacher, at 81? I said, when I hear the click of the pearly gates behind me. So I know I had a birthday, Betty had a birthday, and I know there's a lot of October birthdays. And even when it comes to anniversaries, any anniversary, something that happened a year ago that's special in your life is an anniversary. Don't have to be wedding or anything else, just a special day. So with that, we take and we sing, happy anniversary, happy birthday. And we combine them into one little song. Join me. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you and Bethel does too. Now today we had a young lady by the name of Emma, and she's part of what we call the Care Portal, and she gave us some information how we as the church can work together with things in the community to help reach people in need. Now, we'll give you more information about that as it unfolds. But just know that we are a church who loves people. We have a great outreach, and we want to thank God for the blessings that we have here at Bethel. And we want to share those blessings with people. With that said, I want to say thank you for listening and tuning in to the Bethel United Methodist Church welcome and announcements. Amen. Have a good day.